AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says his plan to end the war in Ukraine has been fine-tuned, and he's dispatching envoy Steve Witkoff to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Army Secretary Dan Driscoll to meet with Ukrainian officials. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer telling Parliament,
"The initial draft of the 28-point plan included points that were not acceptable, but also some very important elements that will be essential for a just and lasting peace."
Meanwhile, Russia launched another wave of overnight attacks on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Charles Deledesma reports at least 7 people were killed.
Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says residential buildings in the central Pechersk district and in an eastern district of Kyiv were badly damaged. Lyubov Petrivna, a resident of one of the damaged buildings, tells the AP everything in her apartment shattered. "I was lying in bed. There was a powerful explosion and glass rained down on me. The window shattered completely, showering me with glass. Video footage posted to Telegram showed a large fire spreading through multiple floors. The large-scale attacks come during a renewed US push to end the war that's raged for nearly 4 years. I'm Charles Deledesma."
Ukraine responded with drone strikes on southern Russia. Authorities there say 3 people were killed. Israel's received more human remains. Forensic testing underway to determine whether they are those of a hostage. 3 remain in Gaza. The FBI is seeking interviews with Democratic lawmakers who appeared in a social media video urging U.S. troops to defy illegal orders. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index has fallen this month. Weak hiring and stubborn inflation among concerns. But stocks climbed again. The Dow rallied 664 points, or about 1.4%. The S&P rose 0.9%. The NASDAQ 0.7%. This is AP News. Violent weather is complicating Thanksgiving travel plans. Texas has taken a hit, and Julie Walker reports at least 1 tornado was reported in the Houston area.
Ripping off roofs, breaking windows, sending trees into cars, and tossing sheds. One firehouse had its siding torn off. National Weather Service local meteorologist Bradley Brokamp says they're investigating just how many tornadoes may have touched down.
One thing that commonly happens with some of these tornadic storms is that the system can occlude, and what will happen is the tornado can spin out, and then as new info shoots into it, it can spin up another tornado in it.
The Weather Service had issued a tornado watch. Authorities report no injuries. Heavy fog Tuesday morning made it difficult to assess the damage, but calmer weather is forecast. I'm Julie Walker.
More news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.